What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 19 with Late with Nate. Now, first off, I want to say thank you for all the new listeners, and thank you for all that have joined, and thank you for all the OGs that have stuck around, because I have a new fun little series that I wanted to start. And they're basically my lifetime story times. I like that little ring. And basically, I'm just going to talk about random shit that happened in my life. And yeah. So, to start off episode one, I thought I would talk about when I was 21. And I tried LSD for the first time. And I had a freak out. But it's only gonna make sense if you go to the beginning. So this was many years ago, but not that long ago. But it was some years ago. It was at least 5 years ago. I was chilling at my roommate's place, and his ex's friend was like, "Oh, you know, I legally grow my own weed, and you know, I can help with your back pain and your knee pain, because you know, as I mentioned in my earlier podcast, I am disabled." And so it was like, "I can hook you up, I got you." I'm like, "Okay, cool, no problem." And you know, he's telling me about the different strands and, you know, different names and the percentages of the THC and all this other stuff. Because I'm the type of person, you know, if I'm smoking weed, like, I want to know what I'm smoking. That's why I have, at this day in my age, I have, you know, went about to, you know, get my legal marijuana license so I can just go to dispensaries, you know, and order stuff like that, because it's like, I want to make sure that, one, I'm not gonna lie, it's mainly because I'm a black nigga, like, come on, we gotta make sure we do shit right and get all our papers in order, because they'll be ready to you know, try a motherfucker. And like, I'm disabled, but I'm still black, so I still make sure I put all my priorities in check before I do stuff. Like, but before that, you know, I was just like getting it for friends, whatever, as we all do. And I'm chilling, and he's like, "Okay, let's go ahead and let me get you some good weed." He was like, "You want some really good shit?" I'm like, yeah, what you got? He was like, "Okay, I got some really good stuff, and, you know, I'll give you a discount because, you know, you basically family." And I was like, "All right, cool." And, but he told me that, he called this strain Animal Cookie. And he told me before he gave it to me, he said, "I laced it with LSD. Like, it's been treated with LSD." And, but he was like, it'll make you feel so relaxed afterwards. Like, yo, your body is gonna feel amazing. And I'm not on no, you know, I'm just like, I'm new to the game, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still doing my research and trying to learn stuff. But I didn't know all the tricks of the streets, you know what I'm saying? So I really had to, you know, learn some stuff. Like, I had to be like, okay. I tried it, you know. But the bad thing was, it was like a whole month's worth. Because I'm thinking, oh, okay, if it's going to make my body feel good. If I'm not going to feel no pain, like, because I was just really concerned, like, I had really back pain or whatever. And I was just like, you know what? I'm tired of this back pain. I'm over it. And he's like, you're going to feel amazing. I'm like, okay, cool. So, I got the weed. Paid him. Did what I needed to do. Got it. Now, this was back when I had a little pipe or whatever that I smoked out of, but I think I used wraps. But I think for this, I think I had a little bowl that I smoked out of. Everybody know, like, having wraps and the weed falling out, or you burning weed and you wasting it, like, you know. So I think I had a little bowl. And I was smoking out of that, and I was like, okay. And I took, like, literally two puffs. And I was like, you know what, this is really good. And I can tell because, like, the gas was real white. Like, it was real white, you know what I'm saying? So that shit was lit. And I was like, okay, let me chill out. And I'd be like a crazy person, because I might regret that. So I take two puffs, whatever. I don't feel nothing. I wait like 30 minutes. I'm like, I barely feel a little buzz. Like, what is this? What's going on? What's happening? 40 minutes go by. I take two more puffs. Because I'm thinking, what? And then all of a sudden, boom. It hit me. I mean, I was seeing shapes. Like, I had this carpet that had really big shapes and different colors, like, boxed in. And I literally could see the carpet, like, coming up off the floor. It was like it was levitating. And I knew the weed was gonna hit me because it was weird. I was listening to music, and it felt like, oh my God, it was so crazy because, like, in the beginning, like, it was such a really fun experience because it was just fun to experience the psychedelic experience of itself. Because if, like, I could feel the weed, like, filling up my body, like, I could feel it in my veins, like, it felt like it was like a tube that was, like, filling my body up with water. And it felt really amazing at first. And, like, I felt it, like, through every inch of my body. And it felt amazing. And then, like, the shapes were cool. Like, seeing different stuff move was cool, but it still freaked me the fuck out. Because I knew it wasn't there. And then I think because I started freaking out, my brain, it was throwing off the chemicals in my brain. And it was throwing up the experience because I was having a freak out. Because I was like, nah, I'm too logical for this. Why is this happening? It was fun at first, but now I don't like it. And then it was like, I think it was like healing my back and things of that nature. But what I felt when I was feeling fear and, like, doubt and questioning the experience, I was all like, now I'm feeling back. Now I'm feeling not. I wasn't feeling back pain. I felt like if I had moved the wrong way, my spine was gonna be dislocated. I don't know why I felt like that. And I was like, it was so fucking scary. Like, that part was scary because I was like, and I just stood there like a zombie for like 30 minutes because I felt like, oh my God, if I move, I'm gonna die. Like, I'm gonna be dead. I'm gonna be a dead ass mamma jamma. Okay. So after sitting there for like 30 minutes, I ended up laying down. And I had these, like, once I laid down, I was much, much more comfortable. But like when I was sitting up and moving around, I was freaking out because I was paying attention too much. And then when I laid down, I could breathe better. But Lord, did I feel like everything. Like, I felt my organs, like, contract in my body. I felt like, you know, my lungs contract every time I breathe in and out. I felt my heartbeat. I could feel my pulse in my neck and in my wrist. Like, everything was, like all my sensations was lit. And it was just, it was a really beautiful experience. Once I calmed the fuck back down. But after I laid down, I remember having just these visions. Like, I can see me being happy and holding somebody. And it was happy tears. It wasn't sad tears. Like, I was happy. And I just see me with a family of some sort. I could see me. I could see. You know, it's like I could see a better life for myself. I saw me happy. I saw me successful. I saw my spirit brighter. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was a weird thing. Like, I went through the fucking emotions. It was happy, sad, scared, reflective. Like, I never felt mad or angry. It was more just, like, cautious. But the crazy thing is that, like I said, that was after 4 puffs. And I had a whole bag. And that was just one bowl. I smoked that shit in steps. Small, tiny steps. After that, it was like, woo. But the good thing is, after you have like your little hallucination and you lay down and go to sleep, when you wake up, oh my God, like when I tell you, my body felt like I felt no pain. Like I literally felt no pain. I was like, I'm not dead, am I? Like I could feel everything. Like all my senses was active and alive and healthy. And but I just did, like all my pain senses were just like, they were down. So that was a beautiful thing. Like, I could really stretch that weed out for, like, a couple days. And, like, not smoke a bowl. I think I stretched out weave for, like, normally I can stretch it back for like a month. But I stretched out for like 2 months. 2.5, I think. Because that shit was crazy. But it had very good healing effects at the end. So it was like, okay. But I remember also this time that I had got drunk. Like, there is another story time of me getting drunk, but that's to a bigger story time. So this one is like a little mini one that I literally fucking forgot to leave out. But it's like a little mini one. I was having I was 18, 19, and I was having this breakup. Okay, this guy I was breaking up from, he was done, and he was going off to college. And I was going off to college, but I was going off to college like a couple months after him. And I remember, like, we had broke up or whatever. And he had said some, like, some poly shit or whatever. And I was just, like, I was all over it. I was over it with my dramatic self. So I'm sitting up there in the rain. And I'm just like having me a whole like Christina Aguilera moment, like, you know how she was out in the rain, like when she was singing her song and her hair was all wet like that. Like, that's how I was sitting out there on the inner back porch on the step. And I was just over it. Like, I was just in my feelings, on cloud 2 million. And so I go to the store and I order me some wine. And I'm not a drinker. Like, I like to drink wine. I like to drink champagne. I do like a little liquor. But I'll probably only do tequila. Like, due to the fact that I'm Cuban, I do like to drink tequila. It is stronger, so I will have to mix it with something. But other than that, no. What was I talking about? Okay, so I went to the store and I bought some wine or whatever. And I think I did have some tequila. And I decided, oh, I'ma be fancy and I'ma mix the two together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was smart. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're done. And you're dumb. But I did it anyway. So I hit the bottle and I just downed it. Like, not the tequila. Like, I took a couple shots of tequila and then I was like done. Cause I was like, I know I'm depressed, bitch, but I ain't that depressed. Like, you know, like, I know my limits on that. Like, I'm not about to kill myself. But the wine, I had took that bottle of wine or whatever. And I think I might have, I don't know what I had, but it had a nice percentage. of alcohol, and I downed that whole motherfucking bottle. Not at the same time, but like through a 2 hour span, like 2 hour. Really, it was about an hour. Really, it was about an hour because I remember drinking it way too fast. Actually, yeah, it was about within an hour. I drank that whole bottle within an hour because I remember drinking it and it was like way too fast. It was way too fast when I was drinking because I'm like, I don't even drink it. But it was definitely something that I could drink and like just down. But it had a really good high percentage. So I had down that bitch, whatever, and I didn't feel it at first. I didn't feel it. I end up laying in the bed or whatever. And so I'm like, I don't even feel nothing. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was like, I'm hungry. Gives me something to eat. And I'm playing with, you know, I'm playing with the liquid in my stomach, right? Like, I'm shaking my stomach, like, ha, ha, ha. I don't feel nothing. It's funny. I felt like a small, like, little light buzz. But it wasn't nothing nearly of what I knew or what I was expecting to feel. So, I'm thinking, like, I don't feel shit. So, I get up, and then, boom. It's like, that head rush. Because you got to remember, I had laid down, like I said. So I had been laying down, and I guess all that didn't hit yet. And as soon as I got up, it was like, ooh, you thought dizzy. I was like, oh, now it hit me. Now I'm like all over the place. All over the fucking place. When I tell you I cannot walk in a straight line, like, I go to stand up, and I'm like, oh, shit. And the funny thing was, like, I was trying to go to the bathroom. And I could not walk across the hall. Okay, it was embarrassing because, like, I'm drunk, whatever. So I'm literally trying not to look like I'm drunk. And by not looking like you're drunk, you really do look more drunk. So I stand and I lean on the wall and I walk ever so slowly. But that made it worse because I was trying to speed up. Like, I was really trying to speed up and walk faster, but I knew if I walked faster, I was gonna fall. So I walk across the hallway and I manage to go in the bathroom. But now the problem is, how do you close the door without you slamming it? Because you know that you're gonna slam it because your level of pressure when you're drunk is not the same as what you're actually going to do. Like, your mind is telling you, oh, you're doing it lightly. But really what you're doing is you're slamming that door. And I know what you're thinking. Why the fuck do you care? You made it to the bathroom. Just go to the bathroom. And then I'm like, you're right. I shouldn't care. I should just go in the bathroom. But then I'm like, wait a minute. This ain't what I came in here for. Because as you remember what I said, I was hungry. When I got up from the bed originally, I said I was hungry. Remember? Why the fuck am I in the bathroom? There go my damn ADHD. Moving around. Doing shit. For no fucking reason. So now I manage to close the door somewhat lightly. behind me, and I'm literally leaning all over the door for balance, just so that I don't fall, and then I'm trying to close it at the same time. So yeah, make that make sense, because I was trying to. I really was. So I managed to make it to the bathroom, and I'm dizzy as hell at this point, because I did all this fucking moving around way too much in a short period of time when I was just laying down. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up. And I did feel the need to pee. So I was like, you know what? It was a good thing I went to the bathroom anyway, because I do need to pee and things of that nature. So fine. I pee. I flush the toilet. I'm about to get up. You know, I'm about to go to the door to walk out to go get me something to eat. But at this point, I'm like, you know what? I'm clearly not going to make it to the kitchen because I barely made it to the bathroom. You know what I mean? So I might as well just go back in there, go back in my room, and lay back down until I sober back up, or at least enough to walk around the house. Because I ain't never been drunk before, and that was my first time, like, drunk. And my body didn't know what to do with itself, for real. So I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna go back to my room. So I sit there for a second because I'm trying to, like, gather myself, because I'm like dizzy as hell, like I really can't see straight. And as I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh shit, I gotta throw up. So now I'm like, oh hell, I'm glad the fuck I was in the bathroom already and didn't throw up on my fucking in my room, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm in the bathroom, and now I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And now again, like I said, my roommate's door is still open. So I got the bathroom door closed, but I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm embarrassed. My logicness is still kicking in. So I'm like, if I'm about to barf, before I barf, I'm about to blast all the water in this bathroom, so that whatever barf noises that I make, you can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just so gross. Like, somebody hear you throwing up. Don't nobody need to hear that. Like, ugh. And I don't know why we give a fuck about what motherfuckers think. Like, I don't know why I do that. But even when I'm going through hell, like, I'm still gonna be like, make sure you close the curtain. I don't want them to see me die. Like, bitch, you about to die. Why does it matter? Like, that's how I be. But anyway, I managed before. I'm like about to like barf the fuck out to turn on like the bathtub, which literally I was gonna have to fucking do anyway after throwing up, because I'm like, shit, if I gotta piss and I'm throwing up, like, nah, I might as well fucking, I'm already in the fucking bathroom, might as well throw up, clean that bathroom up, take a fucking bath. And so I'm sitting there and I turn all the water on. And then I'm like, I look over at the toilet, I keep it open. And then for like 10 minutes. And I don't know if anybody like really pay attention. Like, I don't know. I'm dorky like that. But, like, it's a really creepy thing when you're throwing up, because, like, your body is, like, really, like, really pushing shit out, and you can feel it like retracting in your body, and it's like, it'd be like kind of scary, like when you're throwing up, because it'd just be like, what if I don't stop throwing up, and I just die like that? Like, I don't know why I'd be thinking about dumb shit like that, but it was just creepy. Like, I had literally basically what happened is that I was throwing up all the wine I just drank. Like, I basically, my body was like, oh, hell no. You don't even drink like this. And all of a sudden, you just downed a whole bottle. Like, a whole fucking bottle. And I believe it was on an empty stomach. I might have ate, like, maybe a little cracker or something, but I think it was on an empty stomach. And my body was like, oh, nah, you tripping. And I literally threw up the entire bottle of wine. And that's what was so scary, because I was like, oh, my God. Like, I threw up a little bit, and then it stopped. And then I threw up some more, and then I threw up some more. And it scared me, because I was like, oh, my God, what if I don't stop throwing up? But it was basically like my body, like, get this shit out of here. Like, you don't do this. So after bar shit, literally what I just fucking paid for it. Like, that's money well spent. You literally just put it down the toilet. I did, like, the expression of you flush your money down the toilet. Like, I had literally just did that shit. So that was fucking hilarious. Because I think I had made a reference to that, of just buying the wine and then throwing it up, like, hours later. Like, that shit was funny. It wasn't funny at first, but it was funny to think about. But it's even funnier now to look back at that situation. So, yeah, after barfing like a crazy person, like a fucking zombie, I managed to, like, waddle around the bathroom and clean it up, because now, you know, I'm a little bit more sober. One, because I just barfed pretty much most of the alcohol up. Two, I've been throwing up, so now I'm more like, you know, my body isn't so limber and calm. So now I'm more sober to, like, do stuff. But I still felt a little dizzy and lightheaded. But I still was like, nah, that's nasty. I gotta make sure I clean everything up. So I managed to, like, sanitize and, you know, scrub with Ajax and cleanser and, you know, bleach everything down around the toilet and shit like that. Like, I even think I did the sink, just to make sure, like, I had got any throw up around the sink or something like that. But I'm pretty sure I got everything in the toilet. But I was like, you never know, you know, because there was a lot going on in that fucking bathroom in such a short little piece of time. So I managed to clean everything up. And luckily, everything, like the rag, the cleaning supplies, all that was in the bathroom. It was under the cabinet. So I didn't have to worry about, going outside and being like, oh my God, where you gotta find everything. So I go in there, I clean the bathroom. After I clean the bathroom, I'm like, well, shit, now I'm tired. Because if you know, like, when you throw up, you kind of throw up, you know, the nutrients that you had in your body a little bit too, and it kind of makes you a little weak. So now I'm like, I'm half drunk, lightheaded, and weak. And you're really not supposed to eat nothing for at least an hour, so it's just stomach killing and things like that. Otherwise, it can irritate it and you can throw that food right back up. So I'm like, okay, fine. I gotta wait. And while I'm waiting to, you know, my stomach to settle, I could be taking this bath. Man, I was sitting in that bath. And don't get me wrong, that bath was soothing. It really was. But my stomach was growling like a motherfucker. I was like, you know what? This is not the time. Okay? Y'all had all that motherfucking time to eat. But nah, you wanted to get drunk. Okay? Knowing damn well, we don't drink. But now your body want to be dramatic. Now we want to be dramatic today. And look what we got. Now we a high drunk mess in this bathroom. How the fuck you gonna clean the bathroom drunk? But you got to, because if you don't, bitch, you're nasty. If you have somebody to help, you're nasty. Because they gonna be talking shit. Then nobody know I did that in there. And they probably just think I took a bath. And that's all they needed to know. But child, when I tell you I was a hot mess that night, I was a hot motherfucking mess. Like, I was doing too fucking much. But I will say, when I was taking my bath, it was really soothing. I actually think I ended up taking a nap or something. So I remember laying in there and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna lay down. I'm gonna get a little comfortable. So I managed to like lay down to where like I'll be comfortable. But like, I know if I got like late, if I like dozed off, my body would start sinking in the water. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm drowning. No. So I will say it was real soothing because I made sure the water was nice and warm. Like, it was nice and warm. Like, it felt good on my body like that. But so I managed to be in there for about 2 hours. Because I really stayed in there until the water got cold. That was about an hour and a half. I had to like take a little water out, add some water, take a little water out, add some water type stuff. But it wasn't that bad. Aside from my stomach growling, I had a really good time in there. So I get out and now I'm hungry, you know. And of course, now I'm like, now I can eat, right? Like, that's what I came out of my room to do in the first place. Like, hours ago at this point. But all these little misfortunate events literally just blocking my way. I'm trying to get to the food, and I'm throwing shit up. But thank God I didn't go in there and eat. Cause I would have threw that food up, child. And I would have been mad as hell because I would have threw up in my room. Like, that would not have been clean. Fun trying to clean up. At fucking all. So I get out the bath and now I'm able to walk. I made sure, since I had to clean this stuff out, after I got out the shower and got out the bath, I cleaned the bath out too, because I was like, you know what? I had already cleaned the toilet and the sink. I might as well clean the bathtub too. And I'm done using it, so that way it's cleaner in here than when I left. So I go in there and I go back in my room. And I lay on the fucking bed. Now, I lay there for a second at this point. Because I'm like, child, I don't even give a fuck if I eat right now. Like, my stomach was growling and it was trying to keep me up. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to lay down and fucking just be here. Because now I'm sitting over here thinking, like, you really laying You know, these niggas get to you, like, it don't matter. Like, you gotta love you. And see, back then, I did not love myself. Like, I say that all the time. I've been on this healing journey for a couple of years, and that was years ago. You know, I had a lot of living and learning to do, and I had a lot of fears, and I didn't want to let go, nor did I know how to. You know, like, it was a lot. But I remember that time, and I just remember laying down there and being like, it's gonna be okay, you're gonna be okay. No matter what. And so I kind of felt foolish for getting drunk and, you know, being like that, because it was like, you know what, you didn't need to do that. You wasted your money. And your body was like, bitch, we don't want that. You don't need that. You don't need that negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Get that shit out of here. And not in my house. Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my body was like, fuck that. But it was a funny ass situation. Like, when I was high, with the LSD, man. Like, shapes, like, stuff was looking like it was moving and it wasn't. Like, I felt like a schizophrenic. So I can only imagine, you know, what they really go through. And a lot of people say schizophrenics, like, they like their characters and what they see. Like, they literally would be like, I like my imaginary friends and things of that nature. And I just be like, that stuff be scaring me. But it kind of makes me think, is it a curse to be crazy or is it a superpower? I mean, we kind of make fun of people who are crazy, but are they really crazy, or do you just not understand them? Who knows? But nevertheless, I ain't trying to have all that fucking freak out shit. Okay? As much as my mysterious side will be like poking at me, I'm like, We gotta stay on track. We getting all sidetracked on this bullshit. And that's what should be going sideways sometime. So, I was like, after that one bag, I was like, I'm good. I don't need no more of that. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit was crazy. Giving very much psycho, I see dead people, giving very much Mary had a little lamb with a cross, like, giving very much, oh my God, get out of my house type shit, like, not for me. But I like the shit that make your body feel good. I like the shit that soothes and gives your body medicine and heals. But all that crazy cray-cray, I don't need that psychedelic freak out. Like, unless it's a natural entity of that weed itself, then yes. But if you adding shit, lacing it, fertilizing it with that, nah. It need to be as natural as possible. There's enough stuff out here. that be fucking with us. But I mean, I'm not gonna say, you know, try something once, but I know my limits, you know what I'm saying? So I knew what I was paying for. I was being smart. I wasn't being negligent. I wasn't posting it online, things of that nature. Like, so it was okay. But now I got everything legalized and documented. Cause I'm like, I ain't about to get in no trouble. But yeah, it was a crazy fucking time. And I wasn't really, I don't know, I wasn't smoking a weed for any crazy purposes. That was just for a body band. But yeah, me getting drunk, that was strictly on some breakup dramatic shit. And I don't say that to say, like, I neglect my feelings or I was acting like a dumb bitch. Because, I mean, I felt what I felt in the moment. And it was real for me. But I just look at myself, like, sometimes just be like, boy, you mean well, but you're so damn dramatic. People always gonna read you the wrong way because of it. Gotta learn how to be calmer. Like, use your other sides to balance you out. Don't show all your cards in the beginning, like, you be showing them feelings. Stop doing that. But it's like, you know, I was a baby. I was just learning how to really get out here and really be on my own. Because, I mean, I was fucking... When that breakup happened, I was... like 20 years old. That was almost 10 years ago. You know? So it's like, you know, and then I'm like, I'm doing this by myself. Like, I don't got a big support system and, you know, a bunch of people coming to my rescue and always got my back when something go wrong. So it's like, I gotta do this for myself. And, you know, I held on to people. Ooh, I held on to people so tight. Like, don't go. Everything I ever needed was right here with me, you know. And that's why I'm grateful that I learned self-love. Because, I mean, yeah, it's all funny with me getting drunk and tumbling around like a fucking idiot and, you know, all that craziness. But the bottom line is, like, and you know what? Maybe I did smoke that marijuana knowing it was laced just to feel something, you know? Because, I mean, the weed itself had healing properties, and my body still would have felt good. You know, all the acid did was, you know, take me to that psychedelic place. That's it. And honestly, you know, it was both good and bad for me. But I don't want to feel like that every time I smoke something. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. And I think, like, being drunk over a guy or a girl, like, you gotta love you. Because you are the longest relationship you're gonna have. You know, and I did not, like, man, I did not love myself. So I'm grateful that I do now, you know, and I see the value. And I know even if I don't find, like, my soulmate, I have myself. I love myself. You know, I'm learning how to, you know, be patient. You know, because I start to give myself patience, and then I make these deadlines, and then I beat myself up, and then I overanalyze, and you know, and it's like, you know, you doing this all by yourself, in a sense. You gotta give yourself time. You gotta give yourself patience. So I really I'm really just learning how to love, like, just being alone. I think sometimes the word alone makes people feel sad, like, what? But really, there's nothing wrong with that. Because you gotta love your own space. You gotta love your own energy. You gotta love you, like, you have to. You have a fucked up time here. It's gonna be worse than it already is if you don't appreciate your own individual self. And for a lot of people like me, a lot of what we're looking for, we already have. That's why we're disappointed. And the people or the things that we look for validation or reassurancing, because those things will fade, those things will change. But our values, our love, our perspective is for us. And a lot of us already have what we're looking for within our own heart, and we don't realize it. And I finally realized that a couple years ago, and I'm really glad I did. Because now I don't have to, like, be all emotional over things that are gonna change and gonna fade and gonna walk away and gonna leave. And, you know, like, you gotta be able to be mature enough to handle life. You know, and I think a lot of people aren't, like, every time something happens, they freak out. And when I say this, I mean me, like, I used to do this. So everything I say from experience, because I know, you know, unless I'm giving an example of something, and I may speak on something that I don't specifically do, you know, and it primarily might be if I'm trying to support women, and I say something about a woman. And of course, I'm not a woman, so I shouldn't speak on it, and I get that. But it's all in support, it's all in love. I never really try to talk down anybody, but what I do know is that you shouldn't put yourself down before other people. It's just not healthy. And I think a lot of us do that. A lot of us single ourselves out. And it's not the best life choices. It's really not. It's not the life that you want to live in. And I really hate that I learned it a couple of years ago and not back then, but here I go beating myself up. The fact is, you learned the lesson, and it's never too late to be a better person. It's never too late to love yourself. It's never too late to change, you know? And I think a lot of people beat themselves up with time and age and the situation and gender. And it's like, if you're still breathing, if that time, if that clock's still ticking, you still got time, you know? So I guess looking back at, some of these story times, it really helped me appreciate how far I've really come and all that I've really done, because, you know, sometimes when you look at life, you'd be like, oh my God, I've been stuck here for so long, or I'm in this situation and I feel like it never ends. But you gotta understand, you felt like that about other situations too. Like, you felt that way about other places you were in, and you felt like, oh, I'd never leave this place mentally, or I'd never leave this place physically. And now you're somewhere else, and now you're thinking about other things. You know what I mean? That's in the past. So the same way that bad things will arise, they will also end. Like, bad stuff don't last forever. It don't. We see that with history. It might last a long time. It might fuck you up, but it's not gonna be forever. And I just want to give myself a big hug and tell myself it's going to be okay. And I can't wait until I look back at these videos and I'm able to say, you know what, I done made it past this point. I really can't wait for that. Because truth, life lessons. But yeah, those are my fun little story times. And I hope you guys enjoyed them. If you made it to this end of the video, thank you so much. I love you. You're the best. Don't forget to check out my social media. I never seem to do this, but I'm gonna start. My Instagram is Late With Nate. My YouTube is Late With Nate. And that's about it for now. Oh, I'm dumb. My Instagram is Late With Nate. I mean, no. My TikTok. I said Instagram already. So basically, my TikTok, my YouTube, and my Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube is all Late With Nate. I don't know why the fuck it took me that long to say all that shit. See, now it's time to wrap it up. Wrap it up for real, because we already coming up on 59 minutes right now. My brain like, you know what, it's been an hour, we're done. But I just want to say thank you all for joining with my new series of Lifetime Story Times. Thank you so much. I'm really excited to do this. It's really a big passion of mine, and I hope I relate to a lot of people. I hope I'm able to touch people's hearts and we get to laugh and learn and be reflective off each other in some shape or form. But I just want to let everybody know I appreciate you guys so fucking much. So I love you, and till next time, peace. love, light. Good night.